Welcome to a special preview of a Patreon-only episode of the Meat for Tea cast. You can go to patreon.com/meatfortea and sign up. For $2 a month or more, you can get exclusive episodes and previews of other special episodes before they come out to the general public. By becoming a Patreon supporter, you help support Meat for Tea and the Meat for Tea cast, which we'll really appreciate. Thanks for listening to the Meat for Tea cast. Here's a preview of this special episode.
It's my honor to invite to the stage Lindsay Atkins, who's the author of our soon-to-be next book, Fixing the Halo. Thank you, Elizabeth, for that introduction, and thank you, Elizabeth and Mark, for inviting me here and for, yes, publishing my forthcoming chapbook. Thank you all for being here. So I thought today I would read some poems from that chapbook, specifically ones that have to do with polio. This one is called In Which Great Meme Tells the Priest to Go to Hell. This is not the one where she asks you to leave, gestures to the door with a half-raised arm. In this one, she raises both hands and screams, Va diable, won't even conjugate a verb to speak the distance between you and her in that French-Canadian parish. Because this is her kitchen now, Connard, and yes, she answered when you knocked. Sat you down at the table, maybe she put on her apron and made coffee, offered what little cream she had, taken from the top of yesterday's milk, and maybe you took it. Put your hands out like they do for you to receive the body of Christ, because that's what this is really about, isn't it? The exchange of bodies. How nice, she must have thought. The priest has come to visit me. Il m'a choisi. She probably called for her children to come say hello, whichever of the nine draped around the flat. Yes, nine. They heard you when you explained that their drunken father had been to see you about un petit problème. They saw you wag your finger at their mother's underperformed wifely duties. Did I mention it was nine? Do you know how that carves away at a woman's body like soft wood, at a woman's household budget, because there are still lines to be crossed, numbers to be crossed out, pushes her to look down at the floor and ask the butcher if he has any horse meat in the back. This was before women were hot with control, so maybe she didn't have the words, my father's mother's mother, cornered in her own corner of Holyoke, but this is not that poem. This is not the one that tells of her rubbing the hem of her dress between her fingers. This is not the one where she gets up and creaks the door open, politely says it's getting late, a defiance in her small time that likely made you clear your throat, shake your head, baffled as a swallow in winter. This is the one where she has the words, because I have the words. I have the words, and you can go straight to hell.
If you'd like to hear more of this episode, please go to patreon.com/meatfortea and sign up. Your support will be greatly appreciated. You'll be helping support Meat for Tea and the Meat for Tea cast and all we do. Thanks so much for listening to the Meat for Tea cast. The Meat for Tea cast is produced by Elizabeth McDuffie and Meat for Tea, The Valley Review. Mixed by Mark Allen Miller at Zone Lab, East Hampton, Massachusetts. Visit Meat for Tea at www.meatfortea.com. You can reach us through meatforteacast@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message at anchor.fm/meatforteacast. We welcome suggestions for contents for the Meat for Tea cast. If you've attended a Meat for Tea circ and want to hear from one of the bands or one of the spoken word contributors, please let us know. All portions are copyright Meat for Tea and their respective holders. Vote for Meat for Tea on your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at Elizabeth, Meat for Tea on Instagram, and on the Meat for Tea and Meat for Tea cast Facebook pages. Meat for Tea is available everywhere you get your favorite podcasts.